inviting me to this platform hearing today. Quick question, do I need to submit something in writing, or are we submitting the tape?
If you could submit something in writing, that would be great.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. I'll try to be short because I know we've all been here for a while at this point. I'm really proud to be a Democrat. I think that the Democratic Party has always taken a position of lobbying for the rights of people who don't have a voice. And I think in Framingham right now and across Massachusetts, we have a large population of people who are living here in our town and in our state who don't have the same rights and who don't have the same opportunities as the rest of us. And I'm talking about the undocumented immigrants. And in Framingham, the estimates are anywhere between 10,000 to 30,000 people living within our town borders who are undocumented. Now, when you think about the town of Ashland, that's 20,000 people on their census. So you think about an entire town worth of people living in Framingham who are undocumented, who are not able to vote, who are not comfortable calling the police for fear of being deported, even when it's a situation where it's domestic violence, where they are at the most vulnerable position, they don't feel comfortable going to get help and services. They do not have the ability to get a driver's license. They're often pulled over by police. Well, this issue is taking away the resources of the police department when they're having to arrest people for driving without a license. It's taking away the resources in our court system because these people end up in court. And the cases are stacking up, the number of people that are being pulled in for this issue. The immigrants that I've talked to in Framingham are able to get insurance for their automobile, but they have to get it through a commercial license, which is three times the cost of what we all pay to insure our vehicles. And the reality is that these are people that are living in our community. These are people who are sending their children to our schools. We absolutely need to address the issue of immigration at the federal level, and I think that this Democratic State Committee platform should have a strong language about encouraging our federal leadership to address immigration reform. I know Senator Kennedy attempted to push this through in the past. We are in a good position right now with President Obama to hopefully have something happen at the federal level, so we absolutely need to push for that. But the reality is, without that happening, and even if we do get some kind of comprehensive immigration reform, there's still going to be a large population of undocumented immigrants living here. So I think that the Democratic State Party needs to take a position on a couple of things in particular. First of all, in-state tuition, so that the students who are attending our public schools, our public elementary and middle school and high schools, and graduating from our high schools, should be able to go to public college, state university, and pay the same tuition rate as their peers. Right now, they are charged at a rate as if they were not living in the state, which is a much higher rate, and it makes this particular option out of reach for most of those children. So I think we should, as a party, we should push for in-state tuition. I think we should, thank you. I think we should push for driver's licenses for undocumented immigrants in the state. There is a bill that has been filed, actually, by Representative Santacander, who spoke earlier, and I'm a co-sponsor of this bill, and this will address the issue of dealing with the police pulling over drivers and having to use the police resources for that particular activity. It'll reduce, obviously, the number of court cases that we're dealing with, and it will make the process more fair for people that are currently not able to get a license. And I think that the last thing that I really feel very strongly about is that we should have a local option for communities, if the community decides, to allow undocumented immigrants who live within those town borders to vote in the local elections. Right now, we have 10 to 30,000 people living within the borders of Framingham who have absolutely no say whatsoever in the local government. One of the things that I have observed when I'm working with the immigrant community in Framingham is that in the, because they do not have any kind of formal structure to vote for leaders in the community, they don't have anyone that they feel represents them and their interests. And one of the complaints or one of the frustrations that I hear is that the Brazilian community in particular, which is the largest, one of the largest immigrant communities in Framingham, does not have any leadership. There's no real leadership. There seems to be a lot of division. And when you think about it, it's because there's no, they're not part of the democracy within their own community. They have no way to vote for leaders. All of us here take Valerie Mulvey, who is our town clerk, the town clerk's office, completely for granted. We know how we elect our leaders, and Valerie Mulvey and her staff make sure that our elections are very fair and that everything is done according to the law, and we feel, okay, you have your shot, you do your campaign, if you win, you win, you lose, you lose. Those are our leaders, and we feel good about that. We completely take that for granted, because there's 10 to 30,000 people in Framingham that are not able to participate in any kind of process like that. And they're not able to access the process that we have. So I think that it would be extremely beneficial to allow local communities to decide if they want to allow their undocumented immigrants to register to vote and be able to vote in the local elections and give them a voice in the communities that they live in. Many of them have lived in the these communities for many, many years, and they have a stake in the community, and they should participate in the community, and they should have a voice in who the leadership of the community is. And I think that the state democratic platform should include something along those lines. So thank you very much. Thank you.